The first question is just to describe your evolution as a teacher of diversity and social justice.
Well, I come from a family and community that I grew up in that was very committed to social justice, sort of inherently. I grew up going to protest marches all the time and being involved in student groups and community groups that were looking at issues around peace and social justice and racism and sexism. So that's been just a big part of how I see the world and how I understand my life. My work around social justice as an adult has been very much about how can I bring my consciousness about how I think the world can be changed and how people could live together more harmoniously into harmony with my art and my dance practice. And I started dancing when I was pretty young, when I was 12, and often felt a big rift between movements for social change and being an activist and then being an artist, and it felt like there were two separate things. As a teenager, I also got very interested in spiritual practice and spiritual growth, and again, that felt like a third separate thing, so I felt like I had these three major streams I wanted to work for change and for transformation and kind of to make what I saw make the world a better place. And what I loved to do was dance. And I also felt a real strong calling to search spiritually and philosophically and kind of find my place in the universe. My family was very non-religious growing up, and there was kind of a bias against religion in many ways. And so my spiritual search has been kind of from scratch in a way. So I first became a dance teacher just as a way to sort of supplement my dance practice and my dance professional career. But I always felt I feel my teaching is very connected to my choreographic and directing work and my company, Dandelion Dance Theater, which I developed with Kimiko Guthrie, who's a lecturer here. But we went to college together, UC Santa Cruz, and moved to the Bay Area in the early 90s and wanted to make work that was somehow transformational or healing for people who came in contact with it. And so there was a sense of social justice seeking through the work itself. And then when I began, I think a lot of my how I found to connect these three streams that I thought were separate of dance and art, social justice work, and spirituality. A lot of it came from my experience at Cal State East Bay. I've been teaching here since 2000 and have just been very touched by the level of diversity here, cultural and racial diversity. Well, that was what I was aware of first, and then I had some prejudices about a place that was this diverse ethnically, and with so many people coming from traditional cultures, and being the first person in college in their family and things like that. I thought that there might be a lot of acceptance for different race identities, but not necessarily different gender identities or sexual orientations. And I found kind of the opposite, that just an incredible amount of acceptance and openness. You know, I came from a background, I'm kind of wandering here, I hope it's okay. I came from a background of sort of middle-class Jewish left-wing intellectuals, and so we had visions about, you know, I was taught ways of seeing the world that were anti bias and that fought against sexism and homophobia and racism and anti-Semitism and things like that. But it was sort of, the feeling was, we've kind of figured out and we're educated and we know that these biases are wrong. And then I went to undergraduate at UC Santa Cruz, where there was a very sophisticated level of dialogue around identity and postmodern theory and how social justice is, you know, the subtleties of how people can work for social change in very complex intellectual ways. And so when I got to Cal State East Bay, and I realized, oh, that this isn't the same kind of place as UC Santa Cruz, and there's a very different level of dialogue here, and most of the students that come from working class backgrounds haven't had the kind of education that I had, don't have the kind of postmodern queer theory, identity theory background. So my thought was, okay, then they're not going to be accepting of difference. And I was really touched to see the opposite, that there was just this very inherent, well, I don't understand these people, but we're all different. We're all, so many people who have been marginalized and disenfranchised have gathered here. And so there's a real openness that has touched me a lot.